This is the Sakha Murli of the 3rd of September 2026. Essence. Sweet children, nothing is beyond name and form. Even souls and the supreme soul cannot be beyond name and form. They have imperishable parts recorded in them. Question. Everyone remembers Shiv Baba as the innocent Lord. Why is he called innocent? Answer. Because only the Father uplifts those with stone intellects, those without virtues and the hunchback. He gives them their inheritance of the kingdom of heaven. People say of the Father that he gives both happiness and sorrow. But Baba says, I establish the kingdom of happiness for you children. I am called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Just think about it. How could I, the Father, cause my children sorrow? Song. The resident of the faraway land has come to the foreign land. Om Shanti. You spiritual children heard the song, that is, you spirits heard the song with the physical organs of your bodies, through your ears, that the traveller from the faraway land has come. All of you are travellers, are you not? The souls of all human beings are travellers. Souls don't have a home here, souls are incorporeal. Incorporeal souls live in the incorporeal world. That is said to be the home, land, or world of incorporeal souls. This is called the land of embodied souls. That is the land of souls. And when souls come here and enter bodies, they change from incorporeal and become corporeal. It isn't that souls don't have a form. They definitely do have a form and a name. Such a tiny soul plays such a huge part through this body. Each soul has a part recorded to play. Once a record is recorded, no matter how many times you repeat it, the same record will be played. In the same way, the soul in the body is a record. He has a full part of 84 births recorded in him. Just as souls are incorporeal, so the Father too is incorporeal. In some cases, they have written in the scriptures that he is beyond name and form. However, nothing can be without a name or form. The sky is space. It also has a name and form. Nothing exists without a name or form. People think that the Supreme Father is beyond name and form. If he didn't have a name, he wouldn't have a form or land. In that case, there would be nothing. They call out, O resident of the faraway land, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul. Souls live in the faraway land. This is the corporeal world in which there are the two kingdoms, the kingdom of Rama and the kingdom of Ravan. For half a cycle, it is the kingdom of Rama, and for half the cycle, it is the kingdom of Ravan. It has been explained to you children that God's kingdom starts with the golden age. It is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who establishes God's kingdom. He would never establish Ravan's kingdom. Would a father ever establish a kingdom of sorrow for his children? They say that God gives happiness and sorrow. The Father says, how could I cause sorrow for my children? My name is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. This is a mistake made by people. God would never cause sorrow. It is the land of sorrow at this time. In the kingdom of Ravan, there is sorrow for half the cycle. There isn't a grain of happiness. There is never any sorrow in the land of happiness. The Father is the creator of heaven. You are now at the confluence age. No one would call this a new world. The new world is called heaven. That same world then becomes the old world. When something that was new looks old and bad, it has to be destroyed. People consider poison, vice, to be happiness. It is said, why should I renounce nectar and drink poison? There are also words spoken by Guru Nanak in the Granth, that there are countless thieves. They also sing praise of the Father, whatever you come and do, it will only be beneficial. Otherwise, in Ravan's kingdom, people would only continue to do bad things. Only the Father comes and washes the dirty clothes. Many things have been written in the Granth. Sindhis keep a Granth scripture, but they don't belong to the Sikh religion. They belong to the original eternal deity religion. Guru Nanak of the Sikhs had a beard and long hair, etc. Therefore, all the Sikhs should have beards and long hair. Nowadays, they don't have beards. They have become very fashionable. In fact, they should follow their leader. They are followers of Guru Nanak, and so they should follow him. You children now know that it is 500 years since Guru Nanak existed. When will he come again? You would straight away be able to say this. Ask anyone, tell us, when will Guru Nanak come again? They will say that his soul has merged into the light, and so how could he come again? You would say that he will come again 4,500 years from today. The cycle of the whole history and geography of the world goes around in your intellects. It would be said that those of all religions, Buddha, Christ, etc., are now Tamo Pradhan and in the graveyard. This is called the time of settlement. It is as though all human beings are dead, as though everyone's light has gone out. The Father comes to awaken everyone. He showers nectar on the children who have been burnt by sitting on the pyre of lust. He awakens them and takes them back with him. Maya made them sit on the pyre of lust and buried them in the graveyard. They are all sleeping. The Father now sprinkles nectar over you. This is why there is the name Amritsar. The Father comes and sprinkles nectar. There is such a difference between the nectar of this knowledge and water. When the Sikhs have a big occasion, they clean out that pool with a lot of splendor. They remove all the dirt and mud from it. This is why they have the name Amritsar, Lake of Nectar. Guru Nanak Sahib is not the ocean of knowledge. He too praised the Father. He himself said, God is the incorporeal, the truth, the one who always speaks the truth. There is the story of the true Narayan. When those who live in sin have to go abroad, before they leave, they hold a religious gathering at their place, where the story of the true Narayan is related. They believe that they will be able to go overseas safely when they have heard the story of the true Narayan. There is the story of immortality and the story of the third eye. You have been listening to so many stories on the path of devotion. They say that Shankar related the story of Parvati. He is a resident of the subtle region. What story would he relate there? The father sits here and explains all of these things. In fact, I have come to tell you the story of immortality and take you to the land of immortality. I take you from the land of death to the land of immortality. What crime did Parvati commit in the subtle region that he would relate the story to her there? You now understand that you are becoming Narayan from an ordinary man and Lakshmi from an ordinary woman. This is the story of the true Narayan and the story of the third eye, through which we go to the land of immortality. Each of you souls has now received a third eye of knowledge. The Father explains, you were beautiful and worthy of worship, and you became worshippers during 84 births. This is why it is sung, you were worthy of worship, and you became worshippers. The Father says, I am ever worthy of worship. I come and change you from worshippers and make you worthy of worship. People call out, O Rama, come and purify us. All devotees call out. Souls call out, O purifier. You now understand that it wasn't Sri Krishna who spoke the Gita. Only the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, purifies everyone. There is only one Rama. The Father says, continue to take the opinion of people who say that God is not omnipresent. The God of the Gita is Shiva, not Sri Krishna. First of all, ask them who God is. The incorporeal one or the corporeal one. Sri Krishna is corporeal and Shiva is incorporeal. He simply takes this body on loan. He doesn't take birth through the womb of a mother. The number one soul to enter a womb is the Sri Krishna soul. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are beings with subtle bodies. Shiva doesn't have a body of his own. Here in this world, souls have corporeal bodies. The praise of the Father is the purifier and the bestower of salvation for all, the liberator for all, and the remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness. Okay, where can you have happiness? You will receive happiness in your next birth when the world of Ravan is destroyed and heaven is established. Okay, what do you become liberated from? From the sorrow of Ravan. This is the land of sorrow. Baba then also becomes the guide. Bodies are going to be finished here. He will then take all souls back. He liberates everyone from sorrow, purifies them, and takes them back home. When a couple who have just been married arrive home, the bridegroom enters first and then the bride. Then comes the procession. Your rosary is also like that. There is first Shiv Baba, the flower, tassel. People first salute the flower, the tassel of a rosary. Then there is the jewel bead of Brahma and Saraswati. And then all you children who become Baba's helpers. The rosary of the Sun Dynasty Vishnu is created by Shiv Baba, the flower, who is remembered. Saraswati and Brahma then become Lakshmi and Narayan. There are the deities, warriors, etc. You then become Brahmins from Shudras, and you then become like Lakshmi and Narayan by taking this knowledge. This is their rosary. This Brahma and Saraswati become the king and queen. It is because they made effort that they are worshipped. No one knows what the rosary represents. They continue to turn the beads of a rosary just like that. There is also the rosary of 16,108. It is placed in very large temples. Some pull it from one place, others pull it from another place. Baba used to go to the temple of Lakshmi and Narayan in Bombay. He used to go and turn the beads of the rosary and chant the name of Rama. Shiv Baba is the flower. This one would say Ram Ram to the flower and then bow to the whole rosary. He didn't have any of this knowledge at all. Even Christian priests keep a rosary in their hands and turn the beads of it all the time. Ask them whose rosary they are turning, and they will reply that they are turning the beads of a rosary in remembrance of Christ. Their senior priest is the Pope, and so they would have rosaries of popes. There are images of all of them. The popes are given so much regard. They themselves don't know where the Christ soul is. You know that the Christ soul is somewhere in the form of a beggar. You too are now beggars and are becoming princes. Bharat was a prince, it is now a beggar, and will once again become a prince. Only the one spiritual father makes it that. You become princes from beggars. There is also a college for princes and princesses where they study. You study here and become princes and princesses of heaven for 21 births. Through this knowledge, you change from humans into deities. You now understand that Sri Krishna, who was a prince of the golden age, has now become a beggar after 84 births. 5,000 years ago, the deities were so wealthy. They have now become poverty-stricken beggars. Only you hear these things. God speaks. He is the Father of all. You listen to God the Father. In the Gita, instead of saying that God Krishna speaks, they have just made the mistake of saying, God Krishna speaks. That is why this world is said to be false. At this time, the whole world has become a forest of thorns. In Bombay, they have a temple to Babulnath, the Lord of Thorns. The Father comes and changes these thorns into flowers. Everyone continues to prick one another. That is, they continue to use the sword of lust, which is why this is called the Forest of Thorns. The Golden Age is called the Garden of Allah. Those who are flowers then become thorns, and then from thorns they become flowers. They never burn an effigy of Ravan in the Golden Age. Ravan is an old enemy of Bharat. Your war is with Ravan, who has been causing you sorrow for half a cycle. Eventually, there will also be a great war. The true Dashera is to take place. The kingdom of Ravan will be destroyed. You will then receive golden palaces. You are now conquering Ravan and becoming the masters of heaven. Baba gives you your fortune of the kingdom of the whole world, and that is why he is called Shiva, the innocent lord of all treasures. The Father makes all of those without virtue, those with stone intellects, and the hunchbacks into the masters of the world. He is so innocent. He comes here and enters an impure body in the impure world. Those who are not worthy of heaven cannot renounce the vices. The Father says, children, now become pure in this last birth. That vice is poison, and it causes you sorrow from its beginning, through the middle, to the end. Can you not renounce it for this one last birth? I am giving you nectar to drink, to make you immortal. In spite of that, you don't become pure. You cannot stay without vice, cigarettes, or alcohol. I, your unlimited Father, am telling you, become pure for one birth, and I will make you into the masters of heaven. You know that the Father has come to liberate the whole world from sorrow and take everyone to the land of peace and you to the land of happiness. All of the religions are now to be destroyed. The one original, eternal deity religion is being established. In the Granth, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is referred to as the immortal image. The Father is the great death. Other deaths would take one or two, but I will take all souls back home with me. This is why I am called the great death. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. Drink the nectar of this knowledge in this final birth and become immortal. Make yourself worthy of going to heaven. Renounce all bad habits. 2. Study this study now and become princes and princesses of heaven for 21 births. Listen to the story of the true Narayan and make effort to change from an ordinary human into Narayan. Blessing. May you become accurate and powerful to clarify all the secrets of this knowledge in a few words. Anything that is extremely powerful is very little in quantity. In the same way, when you stabilize yourself beyond sound, before you come into sound, then even though you will use few words, they will be accurate and powerful. Each word will have the significance of 1,000 words merged within it, and wasteful talk will automatically finish. With one word, you will be able to clarify all the secrets of this knowledge so that all expansion will finish. Slogan: to say Baba from your heart means to receive happiness and power. Abhyak signal: now reveal your form of a bestower. As children of the bestower, you should become filled with the feeling of giving something to everyone. Never think, if this happens, I too will do it. If the situation or atmosphere is like this, then I will do this. Those who have the sanskars of a bestower will automatically receive cooperation from everyone. Therefore, you master bestowers can never have any expectation of receiving anything from others. Om Shanti.